As the country enters a double-dip recession, it seems there's one thing we can't do without. If you own a sex toy, it's probably no surprise this business is getting bigger and bigger. Not so long ago, to get your hands on one of these would have involved backstreet shops and adult magazines. Now, they're on the high street and online, with sales increasing year on year. We've spent 6 months with one adult toy company with ambitious plans to expand, as Britain clearly demands more sex, please. Chances are, if you've ordered a sex toy online, it'll have come from the fair city of Bath and this warehouse. We are enthusiastic consumers. One in three sex toys sold online in the UK come from here. Not that you'd know from the packaging. It's very discreet. Last year, this company alone sold 41 kilometres of plastic penises. That's almost a marathon. There's something for all tastes. Most of the world's sex toys are manufactured in China, and the global market is growing. Boots, Superdrug and Tesco are also dipping their toes into the world of adult pleasure. The team have a privileged view of our sex lives. Whether it's calls from customers for advice or in returns. Yes, that's returns. No one is more in touch with the nation's bedroom behaviour than Andrea. She loves a good pair of rubber gloves. She used to be a cleaner. You can send anything back for up to a year, no questions asked. They'll even dispose of it for you. 10 years ago, Richard Longhurst and Neil Slateford spotted a gap in the market. They now employ a team of 75 and have an annual turnover of £17 million. Every day, 300 people want some kind of advice, from their regular customers to first-time callers. If the Sex and the City generation helped fuel the boom in adult toys, it also opened up a number of career choices. Annabelle Knight is an online TV presenter and fledgling sexpert. Having sent parcels in the post to our homes for 10 years, they know exactly what we like and where we like it. A key member of the team is Matt. Matt's in charge of online sales. His role is to increase company profits by finding new markets and identifying those that might grow.